You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. The latest Planet of the Apes film is in Kalamazoo theaters. James Sanford says this one doesn't disappoint.
Back in the early 1970s, the Planet of the Apes films were far more popular with moviegoers than they were with critics. Looking back, it's not difficult to see why. The original Planet of the Apes, starring Charlton Heston, at least had novelty value, a certain kind of eeriness and a satiric edge, qualities that quickly disappeared as 20th Century Fox cranked out sequel after sequel. The best of the bunch was Escape from the Planet of the Apes, in which Roddy McDowall's Cornelius and Kim Hunter's Zira time traveled to 1973 America. As for Beneath the Planet of the Apes, Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, and Battle for the Planet of the Apes, let's just say they are very much from the era that gave us Mood Rings and Pet Rocks. And Tim Burton's 2001 Planet of the Apes? Better to pretend that never even happened. So one of the most astonishing surprises of the last few years has been the current reboot of the Planet of the Apes franchise, an idea that initially sounded as lame as a Partridge Family reunion tour. The series got off to an uncertain start with the uneven rise of the Planet of the Apes in 2011. But 2014's Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, directed by Matt Reeves, was considerably better. Now Reeves returns to the director's chair for War for the Planet of the Apes, and the results are superb. Reeves, who also co-wrote the screenplay with Mark Bombeck, seems to have been inspired far less by the Apes movies of the 1970s than by the landmark westerns of John Ford, particularly The Searchers, in which vengeful Civil War veteran John Wayne will stop at nothing to save kidnapped niece Natalie Wood from her Comanche captors. Perhaps it sounds a bit ridiculous to apply that premise to a movie in which the main characters are highly developed apes, but Reeves and his fellow filmmakers pull it off astonishingly well.
I did not start this war, but I will finish it.
It's not enough to say that War for the Planet of the Apes is far more exciting, thought-provoking, and emotionally engaging than your standard summer blockbuster. Better to say, it's one of the most impressive films of the year. Reeves returns us to an unnerving vision of the future, in which apes and humans battle for control of the planet. Caesar, played by Andy Serkis, is the leader of the apes, who's walking a tricky line between protecting his followers and trying to avoid conflict. After a vicious attack on the ape stronghold, however, Caesar is eaten up with a desire for revenge, and he begins trailing the man he blames for the assault. But his mission will be abruptly overhauled when he discovers something even more disturbing along the way.
She has no one else.
The human soldiers pursuing Caesar have painted their helmets with slogans like "Bedtime for Bonzo," "The only good Kong is a dead Kong," and "Endangered species." Allies are more difficult to find. Yet Caesar discovers a great one in a jittery simian who calls himself Bad Ape, played by Steve Zahn.
Human gets sick, ape gets smart. Then human kill ape, but not me. I rot.
Bad Ape, formerly on display in a zoo, provides crucial information about the fate of Caesar's family, which puts Caesar on a collision course with a demented colonel named McCulloch, played by Woody Harrelson.
Have you finally come to save your apes?
I came for you.
McCulloch lives in terror of a fast-spreading virus that robs humans of their power of speech and rational thought. His solution is to build a wall to protect himself and his men from outsiders. McCulloch's eccentricities are not unlike the quirks of Colonel Kurtz, Marlon Brando's character in Apocalypse Now. And the movie isn't shy about acknowledging that. When Caesar and his band travel through an underground tunnel, they pass graffiti that spells out, "Ape-pocalypse now." The visual effects throughout the film are flawless. What's truly astonishing, though, is Reeves' most daring move. At least 40% of this 140-minute movie is either subtitled or completely devoid of dialogue. But it's thoroughly compelling from start to finish. Filling in some of the gaps is a marvelous score by Oscar winner Michael Giacchino, that punctuates the action without overwhelming it. War for the Planet of the Apes wraps up this trilogy in sensational style, providing us with perhaps the only series in cinematic history that has improved from film to film. The Apes saga may be over, but it should be fascinating to see where Matt Reeves takes us next. Hey, if 70s science fiction is his thing, maybe he could make something worthwhile out of Logan's Run. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford.